to make dangerous tars and snares.
Against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they
that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I want to talk about God is still with us.
Yes, sir.
After all we've been through.
Yes, sir.
All right.
God is still yes, with us after all we've been through. And we solicit your prayers. Amen. Amen. God, y'all say it with me for a little while. I'm going to talk a little bit. God is
what?
With us. With us.
After what?
All we've been through.
Somebody hadn't been through nothing, so you just said, but I'm still down. God is still what?
With us.
After what?
All we've been through.
Okay, now, one more time, just for the road, and that way I know I got it right. Amen.
Yes,
God is what?
God is with us.
After what?
All we've been through.
Amen. I solicit your prayers. One day a man, his heart heavy with grief, was walking in the woods. As he thought about his life, he knew many things were not right.
All right.
He thought to himself about those who had lied about him when he had a job. And his thoughts turned to those who had stolen his things and had cheated him out of some things in life. He remembered family folk that had passed on. His mind turned to the illness he had that no one could cure.
Have mercy.
His very soul was filled with anger and resentment and pain.
Yes, sir.
Standing there searching for answers, and he looked to God, and then he said to himself, I can't find these answers.
Yes, sir.
Knowing all else that had failed him, he knelt at the base of an old oak tree.
Yes,
and he prayed. And he said, Lord, you have done some wonderful things for me in this life, and you told me to do many things for you, and I happily obeyed your commandments.
Yes, sir. All right.
I did, Lord, what you asked me to do.
Yes, sir.
And he went on to say that he said, today you have told me to forgive, and I'm sad, Lord, because I cannot forgive. I just can't forgive because folks have done me wrong.
Yes.
All right.
He was talking to God, and I've been saying all week that when you talk to God, God talk back to you.
Yes, sir.
And y'all want me to go yes,
ahead.
And he said, as perfect as your way is, Lord, this one thing I cannot do, for I don't know how to forgive folks.
Yes.
My anger is so deep, Lord. I fear I may not hear you, but I pray that you teach me to do this one thing I cannot do. Teach me to forgive other folk.
Yes, sir.
As he knelt there in the quiet shade of that old oak tree.
Yes, all right.
He laid there and he prayed, and then he raised his head and in the midst of it, and saw 2 feet held to the wood with a large spike.
Yay.
He raised his head more, and tears came to his eyes.
Yay.
All right.
As he saw Jesus Christ hanging on a cross.
Yes, sir.
He saw spikes.
Yes, sir.
In his hand.
Yay.
He saw a gash.
Yay.
In his side.
Yes, sir.
A torn and battered body, deep thorns sunk into his head.
Yay.
Finally, he saw the suffering and pain on his precious face.
Yes, sir.
And as their eyes met his eyes with Christ,
yes,
a tear started to come in his eyes.
Yes, sir.
And then Jesus began to speak.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever told a lie? Jesus said to him.
He said,
the man answered, yes, Lord, I've told a lie.
Yes, sir.
He said, have you ever been given too much change and you kept the change? And the man answered, yes, Lord, I've done that before. And
yes, sir.
The man started to even cry more.
Yes, sir.
He said, have you ever taken something from work that wasn't yours? Jesus asked, and the man answered, yes, Lord. Have you ever sworn and used my father's name in his bank?
Yes, sir.
He said, yes, sir. Yes, Lord, I've done it. And then Jesus asked more times, have you ever? The man crying became more uncontrollable.
Yay.
For he could only answer, yes, Lord.
Yay.
Then Jesus turned his head from one side to the other. And the man felt something fall on his other shoulder. And he looked and he saw that it was the blood Jesus. When he looked back up, his eyes met those of Jesus, and there was a look of love that the man had never seen before in his life. And the conclusion of the story is Jesus said, I didn't deserve this either. He said, but I forgive you. It may be hard to see how you're going to get through some hard times with your sickness and all. But when you look back in life, you realize that God has done some great things in your life. And he reminded him that God is still with you after all you've been through. This concept, when you look here in the 41st chapter of Isaiah, God speaks of a merciful providence in regarding to his church. You know that the ecclesia, the God's church, that when we come Sunday after Sunday, when we come Wednesday after Wednesday, Tuesday after Tuesday, for Bible study, that God shows up with us here. And I say this all the time in Memphis. I say that you ought to leave home praying. The Lord will bless you on this day. You ought to leave home just saying to yourself, Lord, if it be your will, speak to us today. Israel, in the midst of this, he reflected some things here. And the theme of the book of Isaiah is salvation. Isaiah's name means Jehovah saves. God has been saving us a long time. But we got to understand, we all mess up sometimes. I got a nephew, I remind him, he got into trouble a few years ago, and I try to remind him that we all mess up. But thank God that God can clean us up. Somebody catch it on the way. And we need not look down on other folk. As if we ain't never messed up before. The problem with some of us, we just never got caught. We all mess up sometimes. Like the Donovan Kirkland song said, we fall down. Guess what happened? God gets us up. So here, Isaiah, one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament, a man of vision, a man of vigor, a man of vitality. Isaiah shares some things. Even in Isaiah 1:1, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, when he saw concerning Judah, which was the southern kingdom in Jerusalem. The prophet was the great statement of Judah, and he predicted its doom and its gloom. Many times as it was in years gone by, people have messed up for years. People are messing up right now. Every time you cut the TV on, there's something bad that's taking place. Maybe it's just in Memphis. I believe y'all got some gangs here too. And folk gang up on you. Amen. Gangs are everywhere. That ain't nothing new. Amen. Robbery ain't nothing new. Stealing ain't nothing new. Coveting your neighbor's house ain't nothing new. Adultery ain't nothing new. But God can clean some mess up. Y'all gonna listen to me tonight. God can change some things. But four words to Judah tonight. A rebellious, a sinful nation. A retribution that it shall be devoured. And then repentance, if he be willing to be obedient. And then good. After all that, there's some restoration. Let's look here with a spiritual eye, verse 10 here. He said, fear thou not. He said, for I am with thee, and be not dismayed. And church, I said it the other night, I'll say it again tonight. Fear is all around us. Fear, if you ain't careful, you be scared to go out late at night. Because see, the enemy come to disrupt. We talk about the devil everywhere. We have a witness here. You take a D off the word devil, you get evil. You put an O in the word God, you get good. And there's a warfare going on between good and evil. And that's why Paul said, every time I attempt to do good, evil. Your house and maybe not in your family, but the devil shows up in my family sometimes. I can't speak for your family. Show up on my street sometimes, maybe not your street. And we'll show up in my church. You have a witness here. And none of us are reproached from sin. But thank God for Jesus. Because when we really look at the matter, it's that fear thou not, for I am with thee. And what he's reminding us is that I'm with you all the time. Three things tonight I want you to look at. First of all, God will strengthen you. Secondly, God will help you. And then thirdly, God will uphold you. Can you walk through it for just a moment? He said, I am with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. And I will strengthen thee. And look, in the midst of when we're weak, God will give us some strength. Sometimes when we're down, God will lift us up.
Yes.
And every now and then I said, crying is good for the soul.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I got a good friend of mine. He said, Doc, that's a sign of weakness, Doc. That's a sign of weakness. Yeah. But when he got sick,
yeah.
And I went out and had prayer.
Yes.
I'm going to tell y'all what happened.
Yes.
He said, Rick, you think I'm going to get right?
Yes,
I said, yeah. I said, it's time now for us to pray.
Yes. Yes,
because when we start praying to God,
yes,
something happens.
Yes.
It's something about prayer.
Yes.
Prayer will change the situation.
Yes. Yes.
And prayer will change you too.
Yes.
I'm going to listen for a little while.
Yes,
see, so many times folks try to disguise what prayer really is.
Yes,
sometimes you don't have time to say, give it to God. And,
no.
And Lord, for Abraham,
yes,
Isaac, and Jacob, you always say, Lord, I just need your help.
Yes.
I need your help. My finances.
Yes.
Can I throw this in for free? I said it the other night. Pray over your situation.
Yes.
And write it down sometime.
Yes.
I just believe God will hear and answer your prayer.
Yes.
The steps of a good man, guess
yes.
what?
They're
ordered by the Lord. And you start writing your stuff down
yes.
and start praying over it.
Yes,
and many of us in bondage to what the world has to offer.
Yes, sir.
But when we hook up with God,
yes.
I stop right there now. But when you hook up with God, God can change some situations.
Yes.
So first of all, he said God will strengthen you. He will strengthen you. He will take care of you. And I thought about that 46th number of Psalm around verse 1.
Yes, sir.
God is a refuge.
Yes.
A present help.
Yes.
In the time of trouble.
Yes.
I think I got one witness here tonight.
Yes,
somebody say, God, help me.
God, help me.
When I couldn't help myself.
Yes,
God will do that for you. Amen.
Yes,
and he said, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand.
Yes.
Of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Not only that, this concept that God will help you.
Yes, sir.
Many times I talk about a situation that we all are faced with.
Have mercy.
And I can't speak for you tonight, but I've been through some things.
Yes, sir.
And I'm thankful to God that I'm still here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Anybody ever just went to sleep driving?
Yes, sir.
I just went to sleep driving.
Yes, sir.
And you don't know when you woke up how you ended up where you
yes,
were.
Sir.
Yes,
sir.
But God did it.
Yes, sir.
And some folks are sleeping in, I heard preachers say, in their cold grave.
Yes.
But God saw fit to leave us around.
Yes,
and that's when folks say, well, why is he always happy and he all that? Because I know God has been good
all
to
right.
me.
Yes,
and when you realize that God has been good to you,
yes,
you are telling a dying world.
Yes,
not only is he good to me, he's good to you too.
Yes.
Got feet you can stand on.
Yes.
Got hands you can lift up. Got eyes you can stand on.
Yes.
Listen, and you can put your own clothes on.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
There's some situations
yes,
that we're faced with. I call them incidents.
Yes,
yeah. We all are faced with incidents.
Yes,
your incident happened when you leave church tonight and you go down here and get some gas.
Yes.
And you see somebody robbing the gas station.
Yes, sir.
These are incidents.
Yes, sir.
Y'all pray with me for a little while.
Yes, all right.
Yes, incidents when you get home and your neighbors are fighting out in the yard.
Yes, sir.
That's a incident.
Yes,
when
yes,
you come to church and Sister Sally and Brother John, they about to throw down in the church and
yes,
work.
Yes,
that's
incident.
Incident when you go to work and your manager give you a pink slip.
Yes.
Somebody gonna catch it here. That's
yes,
that's an incident.
Yes,
incident is when that child becomes rebellious and he's standing in your house.
Yes.
He eating your food.
Yes.
Y'all gonna listen here.
Yes.
And he coming in and out the way he wanna come.
Yes.
And you can't sit him down. That's
incident.
But then after the incident, every now and then God sends an accident.
Yes.
Stay with me for a little while.
Yes,
when you get up there on the corner
yes,
and it's dark up on that corner,
yes,
and you pull out in front of somebody.
Yes.
That's the Holy Ghost. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the accident is that when you get home and you hit the brake,
yes,
you think you hit the brake, you hit the accelerator, you go through the front door.
Yes.
That's y'all pray with
yes,
me for a while. Accident when you go in the office and you walk right into the supervisor and you walk right over him, man.
Yes.
And supposedly that's
accident.
Amen.
Yes,
accidents are all around us.
Yes, sir.
But can I tell you about a accident now?
Yes.
Accident when you were on your bed of affliction.
Yes.
And the doctor come in and said you ain't gonna make it.
Yes.
He gave you 6 months to live.
Yes.
He said he found some cancer in
yes,
your body. And he always said, Doug, you got diabetes.
Yes.
And you're gonna have to stop eating this kind of food, that kind of food.
Yes, sir.
And all of a sudden you catch yourself in his diet plan.
Yes.
You don't want to know why you got gout.
Yes.
But still, after all that, God delivers you.
Yes,
somebody said, "Well, I thought he was was sick.
Yes.
And how are they making it? And he ain't working, and
yes,
she ain't working.
Yes.
But because of who God is.
Yes.
And because of who you are and who he is. God can change that.
Yes.
That's your God today.
Yes.
When folk count you out.
Yes.
And God leave you in.
Yes.
I get to the hospital on many occasions. And what about somebody said, well, Reverend, they gave me 6 months to leave.
Yay!
And they were around 6 years later.
Yes, oh, yeah.
That's about to be.
So
here tonight,
yes,
he said, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with thy right
hand
of my righteousness.
Yes, sir.
See, there are some things that are impossible with man.
Yay!
But are possible with God.
Yes, sir.
I've learned that over the years. But so many times we mess it up ourselves.
Yay!
But he goes on to say here in verse 11, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed.
And yes, sir.
They shall be as nothing, and they shall that strive with thee shall perish.
Yes, sir.
Said the other night in Book of Exodus that the scripture said God said he shall fight for us.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to leave you with that tonight, that he upholds you.
Yes, sir.
God will fight for
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Yolanda Adams sung that song years ago about riding through a storm.
Yay.
And I discovered in the midst of sometimes we all have storms.
Yes, sir.
Storms are not good tours, but they're good for us.
Yes, sir.
They make us stronger.
Yes, sir.
And so many times, if we don't never go through nothing,
yes, sir,
how do we know God can change our situation?
Yes, sir.
After having gone through an incident, an accident, and a God today.
Yes.
We understand that God is who God said
yes,
he is. He made us an opportunity.
Yes, sir.
He allowed opportunities to be a blessing to all of us.
Yes,
but here Israel was faced with some things. And in the midst of that, the vanity of idols.
Yes.
When you start putting other stuff before God.
Yes.
And you know, that's still happening today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People put jobs and they put people
yes,
before God.
Yes, sir.
And you know, church, I thought I'd say this tonight. It's a good night to say it.
Uh-huh.
Don't ever put other stuff
yes, sir,
before God.
Yes, sir.
Because it shall fade away.
Yes, sir.
See, much as I love my children,
yes, sir,
I used to tell my children all the time, if you don't go to church, you can't live in my house.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. And I had a problem with it. But see, I look back now on where they are now.
Yes, sir.
And if I hadn't had rules, you need to have rules at your house.
Yes, sir.
My son even told me he's a detective on the police department.
Yes, sir.
And he said, I used to think the old man was crazy.
Yes.
But he said, but Pop was serious, though. He said, now you don't have to come to 3 o'clock program.
Yes, sir.
But on Sunday morning,
yes, sir,
about 10:45,
yes, sir,
I'm looking for you over in the corner.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And because I discovered that if it's good enough for Pop,
yes,
it's good enough for you. Y'all can catch it on the way home there. Amen. So many times we let them do what they do.
Yes, sir.
And you know, every now and then he would talk back and do all that good stuff.
Yes,
but at the end of the day, he would always come back.
All right.
He said, Pop, you're right about it. Amen.
Yes,
amen. But we got to teach them
yeah,
the way.
Yes, sir.
And so many times we let them have their way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, somebody ought to pray with
yes,
me tonight.
Sir.
This concept here, he reminds the church, don't put idols before God.
Yeah.
He went on to say that thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall
yes,
be as nothing as a thing of naught.
Yes, sir.
For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
Yes, sir.
You know, church, I look at that concept tonight about how God can help us.
Yeah.
He's been helping us a mighty long time.
Yeah.
You know, the seasons do change.
Yeah.
But I discovered over the years that if we hold to God, everything is going to be all
right.
You know, I always try to make a transition of time. I thought about Harriet Tubman. Behind every Harriet Tubman, there is a Maxine Stewart.
Yeah.
Behind every Marian Anderson, there is a Yolanda Adams.
Yes, sir.
Behind every Willie Stargell and Hank Aaron, there is a Bobby Bland.
Yes, sir.
Behind every Muhammad Ali, there
yes,
is
sir,
a Mike Tyson.
Yes, sir.
Behind every Wilt Chamberlain and Bill
yes,
Russell, there's a Michael Jordan
yes, sir,
and a Kobe Bryant.
Yay.
Behind every Doug Williams, there was a Vince Young.
Yay.
Behind every Arthur Ashe,
yes,
there's a Venus and Serena Williams.
Yay.
Behind every Smokey Robinson,
yay,
there's a Babyface.
Yay.
Behind every James Dean, there's a Timothy Wright
yay,
and a Donnie McClurkin.
Yay.
All I want to tell y'all tonight, God is always going to change
yay,
our seasons. All y'all pray with me tonight.
Yay.
In the transition of time.
Yeah.
Let's not tell young folks, you know, I don't have a problem with you rapping. Keep on rapping.
Yeah.
But make sure you got some Jesus in you while you're rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, so many times we hard to come on them. But my son taught me something years ago when he hit them dreads in his head. He said, "Pop, you listen to Barry Manilow. He talking about toothpaste. But Tupac talking about how you can make some quick money. And I went on to listen to him tell me about what all the message was about Tupac. And I said, "Son, at the end of the day, you need to hear some Jesus. Go ahead and witness it." And see, and all I'm saying is somebody, you know, songs we used to sing, songs like "Yield Not to Temptation," songs like "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," songs like "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine." Those songs still have some relevance in today's time. We have a witness here. We gotta remind our young folks that it's okay to be bought and dot dot. But at the end of the day, you gotta have some Jesus in the midst of it. After all we've been through, do I have a witness here today? After all we've been through, God is still with us. Do I have a witness here? Well, somebody said, "Well, Reverend, what do you mean?" Well, I've discovered that the reason some of us don't understand that God, first of all, can strengthen us. God can help us. And God can uphold us. We got this disease, this religion called buttology. Buttology. That means that every time you want to do something, but. You know, the devil likes for us to come with the word but. Buttology gives you a sense of doubt. It'll remind you that you can't do it because you don't have the means to do it. I heard somebody say tonight, we walk by faith and not by sight. And when you're walking by faith, you don't care what everybody else is doing. You go in and claim your job. We'll have a witness here tonight. I told Brother Jesse Turner, the president of Tri-State Bank, some years ago, I wanted to borrow some money to build a life center. And you know, somebody said it couldn't be done. I went home and shined my shoes. We'll have a witness here tonight. We got me a white shirt at K&G. And I pressed the shirt. I had a red tie. And I pressed the tie. I had my old suit and I pressed the suit. And I put me together a portfolio of who Ricky Dugger is. And I went down to Tri-State Bank. And I was only asking for $600,000. But he said, "I can have $1 million because of who I am and who I belong to." But I want to tell somebody, you're walking by faith and not by sight. The enemy will have you say you can't do it. But God said, "Not so." God said, "You can if you will." And if you really want to be successful in life, you got to walk by faith, and God will strengthen you. You got to live like you know who God is. Won't He strengthen you? Won't He help you? Won't He uphold you? He's that kind of God. We have a witness here tonight. Somebody said, "Well, what does all that mean to me?" Well, God is still with us. After all we've been through. I'll tell somebody here that there's no weapon formed against you. It shall prosper. Do I have a witness here? Even those that rise against you in judgment. That this inheritance of the Lord, that He'll see you through. He's that kind of God. And when others put you down, let God pick you up. When others talk you down, let God fix you up. Do I have a witness here tonight? Well, in my conclusion tonight, to remind you that God is still with us. All you got to do is look around. Look around and see the salvation of the Lord. We have a witness tonight because He's that kind of God. Take time for the pain. You're going to have some pain in your life. Take time to face the pain. Take time to trace the pain. Take time to grace the pain. You know, I believe in my heart tonight that every now and then all of us that are saints, we're saints with sinner problems. But if we stay hard, if we stay with God, don't give in, don't give out, don't give up to the devil, but keep trusting in the Lord. We'll have a witness today. Well, here the text reflects this matter here that God is still with us. He said He'll hold us with the right hand. And even now and then, when somebody come along and knock you down, God will hold you up. When somebody talk you down, God will hold you up. When folk put you down, God will hold you up. When folk lie on you, God will hold you up. He's that kind of God. Somebody said, "Well, what do you mean, Reverend?" Well, He is our help and shield. When we read Psalm 33 and 40, He reminds us that God is our help and our shield. Psalm 40 and 17, Psalm 70 and 5, He reminds us that He is my help and my deliverer. Psalm 46 and 1, I said it earlier, that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Psalm 94 and 17, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had dwelt and silence. Yeah. Then when I look at my favorite scripture, Psalm 121.
Yeah.
Y'all know it by heart.
Yeah.
He said, I lift my eyes to the hills, which come in my help. He said, my help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. Well, God is still with us after all we've been through. But then this is what I like when I look over in the book of Psalms. He said, lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in the gates. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in his power. Somebody said, lift up your heads, all ye gates. Even lift them up. Open ye the doors. And the King of glory, he shall come in. And God, all right. He said, but who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Salah. That means praise. Salah, praise. And I thought I'd leave this with you as I got my seat. You can praise God everywhere you go. You know what I said when I come here every time? And you look at the word praise. The letter P means poor folks can praise the Lord. The letter R means rich folks can praise the Lord. The letter A means the average person up and down this Highway 6 can praise the Lord. The letter I means intelligent folks can praise the Lord. The letter I mean again, I got some good friends hang out on the corner in South Memphis. They good wine heads, amen. They can praise the Lord. The letter S being silly folk can praise the Lord. Saved folks all will praise the Lord. But when you get to the letter E, and you get over to the 150th number Psalm, stop around verse 6. He said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And I want to leave you with that tonight. Somebody said, I don't tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. God been good to me. Woke up this morning, and my mind stayed on Jesus. And I got a witness here tonight. Somebody know God has been good to me. After all you've been through, nothing but God. Won't he walk with you? Won't God talk with you? Won't he tell you if it is all? And I got a witness tonight. Somebody can say that I've been sick, and I wasn't going to tell how God has made me well. And you know the story. You were wounded after all you had been through. But he had been wounded for our transgression. He had been bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we're healed. We're healed. Healed from sickness. Healed from death. Healed from backbiting. Healed from lying. Healed from cheating. Healed from stealing. We'll heal y'all. When the enemy decides to come upon us, we'll heal. Thank God. All right. Somebody know he's all right. Young man said, my reverend, okay, what is God? I said, God is a spirit. And they that worship him, worship him in spirit and truth. I want to tell somebody tonight. I remind folks that it ain't about us, but it's about him. We'll have a witness tonight. Somebody been sick. Somebody been down. Somebody been hurt. But that same God that let you get hurt, he made you well. Thank God. All right. I was thinking the other night. I was in the gymnasium, and a young man come out, tell me a little bit about your God. Your God let my mama die. Your God let my uncle die. Your God that had my friend get shot. Tell me, Reverend Duggar, what is it about him? I said that he allowed the rain to get on the just as well as the unjust. He lets us get in trouble sometimes. The Bible says a man born of a woman is but yet a few days full of trouble. And trouble don't last always. I wanted him to know that. Hurt. He was wounded. But I told him about God, son. He's like Campbell soup. He's good. I said, son, God is like Bear Aspirin. If anybody here know, he works miracles. God is like a Ford. He got a better idea. God is like Coca-Cola. He is the real thing. God is like Tide detergent. He gets things out with other stuff behind. God is like Sears Roebuck. He got everything that you need. God is like Scotch tape. You can't see him, but you know he's there. God is like Delta Airlines. He's ready when you are. God is like Allstate Insurance. You're in good hands with Allstate. God is like VO5 hairspray. He holds you through all kinds of problems. God is like Dial Soap. Aren't you glad you used them? Your neighbor used you too. If anybody here know what God is to you, this morning. He started me on my way. Hallelujah. He brought me on my long way. Thank you, Lord. Good evening to Macedonia. Hey, God is still with us. After all we've been through, we've been wounded, we've been hurt, we've been lied on, mistreated, but because of who he is, he gonna see us through it. Good evening, y'all. I got a witness tonight. Somebody know he'll make a way out of the way. Yes, he will. Woke up this morning, but my mind stayed on Jesus. That little sickness in the body, but something about serving the Lord, it's gonna pay off, y'all. I know it's gonna pay off. It's gonna pay off. Hallelujah. Even in my sickness, he's still good. And God, all right. Good evening, Macedonia. Continue to lift him up. He's worthy, I said. Somebody know he's worthy. Somebody know he's worthy. He's worthy. He'll uphold you with his right hand. He'll wipe tears with the left hand. He'll uphold you with the right hand. He'll get you through with the left hand. What a mighty God.
Yes, sir.
We
serve.
Yes, we live by faith.
Yes, sir.
We walk by faith.
Walk by faith.
Talk by faith.
Yes, sir.
And we know that if God gives us to it,
yes, sir.
God will get us to it.
Yes, sir.
To God be the glory. Yes, our prayer tonight.
Yes,
we pray that you will come to God.
Mercy.
If you have not accepted him,
yes,
after the preacher has preached,
mercy,
you got to make your own decision.
Yes,
mama can't make that decision.
Yes, sir.
Daddy can't make that decision.
Yes, sir.
But you can make that decision.
Yes, sir.
You all want to have a new partner.
Yes, sir.
I ain't talking about one that'll lie to you now.
Hey.
I'm talking about one that'll help you.
Hey.
One that'll uphold you.
Yes,
one that'll strengthen you.
Yes, sir.
What a mighty God you
serve.
God bless you. God keep you.
Hallelujah.